Good afternoon, everybody. My name's Andrew Murray. I'm a Detective Chief Superintendent working here at Thames Valley Police Station. Welcome to this press conference. Yesterday, I introduced the press conference by saying this was a missing persons inquiry. Today, unfortunately, I'm going to say that this is now a murder investigation, but a murder investigation where we still have not recovered the body of Jayden. The father in me would like to think that Jayden is still out there, but I'm afraid the detective in me leads me to conclude that Jayden may well have been murdered. And that's why we have approximately 50 detectives out there still trying to find Jayden, still trying to find evidence that might lead to somebody being convicted if she has been murdered. I just want to recap what I said yesterday. The last time that Jayden was seen was on the 3rd of December at about 4:30 p.m. coming out of Didcot railway station. Here's a picture. This is a picture of Jayden actually going into Oxford railway station about half an hour before. That's the last time that anybody has seen Jayden alive. We are now searching an area of open fields near to the village of Upton. Upton's a small village about 2 or 3 miles away from Didcot. And I told you that yesterday, but I couldn't tell you why we were searching that area. But I can this afternoon. A witness has come forward to say that in the early hours of Monday the 9th of December, at about 2 a.m, they saw a man with a large suitcase in that rural area. The suitcase was large, it was heavy, it was difficult to manage, and that man was having difficulty removing that suitcase from that area. Now, we know that the same man with the same suitcase was seen in Didcot about half an hour later in the Lydall's Road area of Didcot, near to the junction of Foxhall Lane. So around about 2:30 a.m, he's there, same suitcase, same man. We would like to know where that suitcase is. We'd like to hear from anybody who may have seen that man in that area with the suitcase. I'm going to give you a description. The man is described as in his early 20s, about 20 years old. He's young, white. He's about 5'6", 5'7", tall. He's medium to slim build. He's got short, dark hair, and he was probably wearing light-coloured jeans. Now, the suitcase is described as about 3 foot by 2 foot, about 15 inches deep. It's light coloured, probably made of canvas material, and probably pale blue in colour. It's on wheels. It's got an extendable handle, two silver bars with a black handle, and this man was having difficulty actually wheeling that suitcase. So if anybody out there saw him around 2:30 a.m. at that time, or in that rural area, we would like to hear from them. As you may be aware, last night there was a lot of activity on in and around Didcot. There are other scenes that we're managing. Those were addresses which Jayden and the person that we've got in custody may well be associated with. We also recovered a large recycling bin last night from outside a public house. Again, we're searching that in detail to try and find evidence potentially of Jayden's clothing or anybody else's clothing associated with this inquiry. But that's a difficult and challenging task that you're undertaking at the moment. Have I got any questions?
Has anything been found in Upton yet? I've just come from there and I've seen the scale of the activity. Has there been anything found?
No, we've not found anything, but you're right to mention the scale of the task. It is a large rural area. We're planning to be there for up to a week. We've got specialist search teams which will be working hard in that area to try and narrow the search parameters down, but it is, as you've seen, a big rural area.
And there was also talk of a railway embankment yesterday. That's been cleared and searched already, presumably.
We've done a preliminary search, but because of the size of it, what you're describing is an old railway cutting which leads up to Didcot from the vicinity of that village. So as you can imagine, it's a big search parameters.
So do you believe that the man with this suitcase was in Upton and then managed to travel the few miles to Didcot half an hour later?
Yes, we know that.
In a car?
I can't say how we know that, but we do know the same man who was trying to manhandle that suitcase is the same man that was seen in Didcot about half an hour later.
What's the significance of the address in Didcot that you've currently got a North?
There is an address in Didcot. Those are addresses that Jaden had some association with and potentially the person that we had in custody. So it's right and proper that we should do a proper and full forensic search of those premises.
How's Jaden's family at the moment?
As you might imagine, they are distraught. They are distraught. They've still got hope, but they are distraught and they want their daughter to come home.
I just have one more question. And Jaden, you mentioned, was homeless at the time that this had happened. Can you give any more details?
No, she wasn't homeless. She had been homeless about a month before that and was accommodated in Oxford in premises specially designed for young homeless people. But at the time, she wasn't homeless.
Was she living with her family in Didcot at the time?
No, previous she had been living with her family, but then she moved to premises in Oxford.